Charles Friedman.
This week's Parsha Shoftim, Chodesh Elul, the Sforim write, is a Hakdoma to the Avodah of Yomim Neruim. All the Parshas of Chodesh Elul, Shoftim, Kiseitzei, Kisuvoi, all have many remuzim in them about how we should be preparing ourselves for Rosh Hashanah. The Shloa Kodesh writes famously, Shoiftim v'shoitrin titin l'chul b'chol sherecho. Although the Pushup Shat refers to appointing dayunim in all the towns and cities, writes the Shlo HaKudosh that every person has his own personal sh'urim, his own gateways through which he communicates with the outside world, his eyes, his ears, his mouth. Says the Shlo HaKudosh, Shoiftim v'shoitrin Titain lecho b'chol shorecho. When it comes Chodesh Elul, a person has to appoint shoftim v'shoitrim to oversee his own sh'urim, how he's been behaving, to make a cheshben hanefesh v'shofti sa'om mishpat tzedek. This is the avodah zok, the Shlo HaKudosh of these days, to make a cheshben hanefesh and see how we are doing and prepare ourselves for Rosh Hashanah. Melechoyre, we need to understand it's not so straightforward for us to make a cheshben hanefesh, because we know the Yetzer Hara is very, very dominant, very in control. He's always there. And even when we want to make a cheshben hanefesh, the Yetzer Hara comes along and says, ah, you want to make a cheshben hanefesh? Here, let me help you. I will help you to make your cheshben hanefesh. Don't feel bad that day when you slept in and you didn't go to shachris. It was important for you to get your koiches back. You have to look after yourself. Oh, you worried you spoke Lashon Hara about Yankel? Yankel's a mitzvah to speak about him. Oh, you didn't go to the shir? Don't feel bad you missed the shir. You know fully well for yourself, the Magid, she doesn't know what he's talking about. You'll only come out with the wrong pshat and toises anyway. Better that you didn't go. So what happens is, a person wants to make a cheshben hanefesh. But the cheshben hanefesh, it's the Yetzer Hara making for him his own cheshben hanefesh. Only approaching for tzedakah. Avada, I'm not a stingy fellow, I give tzedakah. Oh, but this is not a genuine tzedakah. I'm makpid on mitzvahs. I only give my money to genuine tzedakah. So every time comes along the Yetzer Hara and he somehow twists everything, that after we've made the cheshben hanefesh, we're left with nothing. And by emes we find the Mesillas Yeshurim writes this. Mesillas Yeshurim writes in Perek Gimel, Chazal tell us, Al ken yoimri ha-moishlim b'yitzrom, boi v'nechushev cheshboine shaloylam. People who are moishlim b'yitzrom, they come along and they say, boi v'nechushev cheshboine shaloylam. Let's make a cheshben hanefesh. Asks the Mesillas Yeshurim, why only those who are moishlim b'yitzrom make a cheshben hanefesh? L'chore, every yid's got to make a cheshben hanefesh. Writes the Mesillas Yeshurim as follows, Ki ho eitzo ha-mitis ha-zois, this eitz of making a cheshben ha-nefesh, lo yichli luseis oiso, velo lirois amituso, ela oisem shkva yotzri mitachas yad yitzrom. Only those who are ready moishlem b'yitzrom are capable of making a cheshben ha-nefesh. Ki mi, shehi adayin chuvish b'masa yitzroi, somebody who is still under the influence of his Yetzer Hara, ein of royes for emes hazois, v'ein yuchel ha-akira. Ki ha-yetzer mesames ein of mamish. The Yetzer Hara blinds him. He is not capable of making a cheshben ha-nefesh. So l'chore, we need to understand, it's coming up to Rosh Hashanah, it's time for all of us to make our personal cheshben ha-nefesh. Shoiftim v'shoitim titin l'chol b'chol sh'rechu. The problem is, unfortunately, that if we're not on this madrega of being moishul b'yitzroi, we're in control of the Yetzer Hara. Unfortunately, Yetzer Hara's in control of us. He sets the agenda, and he ticks all the boxes. So therefore, how are we able to make a cheshben ha-nefesh? So the pasuk carries on and says, v'shofti es ha'om mishpat tzedek. Ask the Or HaChaim HaKodesh, why doesn't the pasuk say, v'shofti es ha'om betzedek? Why does it say, v'shofti es ha'om Mishpat said, you don't need the word Mishpat. Beshofti Yisroam, Betzedek. Zukt Orech HaMakudosh into Samtazach. Very often, a person, when you meet somebody for the first time, you can sum him up very quickly, just by speaking to him for a minute, looking at him. You already know what type of fellow you're dealing with him. Is he a straightforward, honest person? Or is he one of these rather shady, dodgy types of people? Rav Meir Shapir used to forhear all the bochrim that came to his yeshiva. Rav Meir Shapir used to say, when a bochur came to answer me, ich ze glach of zanuz, see es for me. So I give everybody a chance, everybody gets a fair. But said Rav Meir Shapir, I don't need to give them a fair. I know straight away, I look at the boy for 1 minute, I already know, is he the right type of bucha for the yeshiva or not? So Zuk, no, this is not Bekankan. They can see, this is not just the external, they can see straight away. It's not his nose, it's what's underneath the nose. I speak to him, I hear the way he speaks, after 1 minute I see the way he talks. Did he kiss the mezuzah? You know, does he look, does he behave, does he talk right, does he erlich, is he edel? After 1 minute, you can sum somebody up. Says the Racham HaKodesh. So two people come to a dayan for din Torah. Reuven says, Shimon is the ganef. Shimon says, Reuven is the ganef. The dayan starts to speak to them, and after 1 minute, he already gets the feeling, oh, I can already work out which of these two people seems to be the honest one and which one is the crook. However, he can't paskin just on his feelings alone. And the problem is, it's even the slightest thing which can cause a dayan to be negeya bedova. So how can a dayan paskin without at all being negeya bedova? Zuk der Racham HaKodesh, the etzer is v'shofti so'om mishpot. When the dayan is weighing up the two sides, who is chayiv, who is not chayiv, he shouldn't say, according to this svura kimdos, as Reuven is chayiv. And according to the other svura kimdos, as Shimon is chayiv. He mustn't look at Reuven at Shimon, because in his mind he's already formed an opinion. Rather, he has to work out what is the halucha, the shofti yisroam mishpat. What would be, in a theoretical case, nothing to do with Reuven and Shimon, in a theoretical case, what would be the halucha? You've worked out what the halucha is, now apply it to this case in front of you. But don't work it out thinking about Reuven and Shimon. Says the Racham HaKodesh, if you do that, v'shofti yisroam mishpat, you make a mishpat for yourself, then it will be a mishpat tzedek. And this zelbe yisod of the Racham HaKodesh is noigeya, for all of us, when we have to make be our own dayan, shoyftim v'shoytim titin lechol b'chol shorecho, when we have to judge ourselves. As I said, if we're going to judge ourselves, udom kurav eitzel atzmoy, especially when they've got the yetzer hara helping you to make your cheshbon hanefesh. So how do you come along and you make an honest cheshbon hanefesh without having this problem? Shteit in the mefoshim, the way forward is as follows. A person has to make the cheshbon hanefesh and think to himself, what would be if somebody else was to do this thing? In Sefer Chassidim, Simon Kifnin Hay writes, Yesod Limit HaYira, Yesod Yirei Elohim, the Yesod of Yirei Shemayim, Keshetuvoi Lasis Shem Dova, when you're contemplating doing something, going somewhere, acting in a particular way, Tachshoiv, think to yourself, Im hoya udam ache oisehi, if somebody else was to do this thing, Im hoyiso shoylecho eitzer, ma hoyiso meshevloi, what would you answer him? People are very quick always to be critical of other people. However, in my own eyes, I can never find any fault. You want to know what you've done is correct or not? Don't apply it to yourself. Apply it to somebody else. Says the Sefer Chassidim, this is the pshat in the Mishnah. Eze derech yeshura sheyuva loy ha'udam, says the Mishnah over. What's the derech hayusha? Kol shitfes lo ha'udam v'tifes lo oiseyo. If it's tiferes lo udam, when another person is doing it, then it will be tiferes lo oiseyo. It will be tiferes when you yourself do it. But if you're going to say, Pasnish yenok at azoigatin. Oh, very, it's not nice. If you don't like it when he did it, then you shouldn't be doing it yourself. And we find the Mishnah Brira brings this yesod lahalucha. In Simon Kifnin Vov, the Mishnah Brira, the Machaber Paskins, the Shulchan Aruch, that a person should make malach toy arai v'toy rusoy kva. He should make sure his malucha shouldn't take up all his time. Malach toy arai. Tarusikva says in the Mishnah Berurah, the problem is the Yetzer Hara comes to a person and tells him, yeah, but you need so much money. You need a lot of money. You can't just work a few hours. You need a lot of money. And the Yetzer Hara is trying to blind a person, says the Mishnah Berurah, that he needs more than he really does. So how, asks the Mishnah Berurah this question, how can a person honestly, objectively work out how much he needs to live off? Says the Shah Tzion, the Mishnah Berurah and Shah Tzion, that you should think to yourself as follows. If you are being asked to support another person that he can get by, how much, you would be already very critical. Nah, you don't need this, and you don't need that. You can manage with this thing, you can manage with that thing. Make a cheshbon for yourself. How much would you be able to give away for somebody else if you are the one who's supporting him? You'd make a nice, you'd really be able to cut down and trim down his budget very nicely. He doesn't need all these extra things. Oh, you can make that cheshbon for somebody else, so now apply it to yourself. But you can't make this cheshbon for yourself, because you make it for yourself, the Yetzer Hara will blind you. So the Eitzah is like the Aruch Haim HaKadosh says, V'shoft Yisroel Mishpat. You work out, what is the Mishpat? What's the cheshbon nefesh? Once you've worked it out, apply it to yourself, and then it will be a Mishpat Tzedek. And with this we understand the Gemara, famous Gemara in Masechta Shabbos, that the Geir came in front of Hillel HaZoken, and he asked him, Gaireini, should please be Megayimi, when he asked, Gaireini amosh tlamdeini kol ha-Torah kila, kishani oimed beregel echot. He asked him, please, I want to learn the whole Torah standing on one foot. Now we all know that's an impossibility. Was this Geir coming just to mock Hillel? And Hillel answered him, Ma the son alach lechavrach ol leisavid, what you don't like, don't do to others. Ask him a foshim, since when is that the whole Torah? Where is written in that Hilchas Shabbos, Hilchas Kashas, Hilchas Tfilin, Hilchas Kiyas Shofar, Hilchas Sikah? It's very nice. Aber zi kol ha-Torah kilas, told him Hillel, Vedach perishas il gemoy. How is this possibly? Can this be the whole Torah? Is Ma the son alach lechavrach ol leisavid? Now this Geir wasn't coming to mock Hillel, asking silly questions. Rather, he was asking the question which we have posed today. A person wants to make a cheshbon nefesh. Am I keeping the Torah properly? Am I keeping it correctly? The problem I'm up every single time is that whenever I try to make a cheshbon nefesh, comes along the Yetzer Hara, and he blinds the person, and the person can't see objectively. So therefore, everything is twisted. He thinks he's doing an Aveira. Tells him the Yetzer Hara, no, it was a big mitzvah. That how you shepherd Yenna, you spoke Lashon Hara about him yesterday. That was a big mitzvah. Yenna's Arusha. Mechir to speak Lashon Hara about him. And so on. Everything is twisted. So the Geir asked him, I want to keep the Torah, but please give me an Eitzah, a regal echo, that I can know in a flash, in an instant. What am I doing? Is it right or is it wrong? And told him Hillel, the Zelbi Yisod V'Sheikh Sefer Chasidim, you can't make this cheshbon ha-nefesh for yourself, because the Yetzer Hara is going to blind you. So what's the Eitzah? The Eitzah is, Ma the son aloch, what you don't like, lechavrecho, when you see your friend doing it, you don't like it when he does it, loisavit, don't do it either. That's the cheshbon. That's the cheshbon. That's how it works. Well, if you don't like it, if somebody else does that, don't do it yourself. People always invent excuses for themselves, but they don't invent excuses for somebody else. So Hillel said, you see other people are behaving like that and it's no good, so you don't do it yourself. Zi kol ha-Torah kila. This is a way how a person can ensure for himself that he will be able to keep kol ha-Torah kila. Carries on the Pusik, and the Pusik says, Loisika loisata mishpat, loisake punim. Don't be influenced by the Yetzer Hara. V'loisikach shoichad. Don't accept the bribe, because the Yetzer Hara, as I said, is always trying to bribe us. Loisikach shoichad, ki ha-shoichad, yave einei chachomim, visalef divrei tzadikim. Ask from Svi Heshverber, why does the Pusik write, ki ha-shoichad, with a hey ha-yedia? It should say, Loisikach shoichad, ki shoichad, yave einei chachomim. What's ki ha-shoichad? Writes from Svi Heshverber, this is going back to the shoichad ve-hei ha-yedia, which state by Yitzchok Avini, Ve'yehav Yitzchok es Esav ki tzayid befiv. Yitzchok Avini was unable to really see who Esav was, because it was a bechina fin a shoychad ki tzayit befiv. So although be'emes it wasn't chas v'shulem a shoychad shel issa, his son was cooking for him, but since he was having an extra hanor from Esav, therefore he was unable to see. So because he was unable to see correctly, so therefore he wanted to give the bruchas to Esav Arusha. Tells us the Torah, look how damaging is the power of shoychad. Ki ha-shoychad yave einei chachomim. Because Rabbi Nishalem wanted the Yitzchak should give the bruchas to Yaakov and not to Esav, the Rabbi Nishalem had to make that Yitzchak Avini should become blind. Ki ha-shoychad, that shoychad was yave einei chachomim v'saleif Divrei Tzadikim. And Yaakov Avini, who's the Makor HaEmes, Titan Emes LeYaakov, had to come along and say something which wasn't really Emes. Onoichi Esav Becharecho. So Zuktin Zatoira, don't take a shoychad, ki ha shoychad. Look, even such a shoychad has the power, ki ha shoychad, yav eine chachomim, made Yitzchak Avini blind, the Salif Divrei Tzadikim, and Yaakov Avini had to say something which wasn't Emes. The Gemara in Masechtas Ksibas in Daf Kif Hei asks, what is the root of the word, what is the translation of the word shoychad? You may not take a bribe. An unusual word, shoychad, what does it actually mean? Why doesn't the Torah say, lo sikach kesef, lo sikach mois? What does it mean, shoychad? Says the Gemara in Masechtas Ksibas Daf Kif Hei, shoychad is called shoychad because it is chad. Because it is sharp. It's something which is so powerful that it influences and sways the opinion of the dying that he can no longer paskin correctly. A shoychad, says the Gemara, is fenlushen chad. Something which is very powerful, it's sharp. The Sefer Gan Rova quotes fin the Bach, a very interesting pshat. Chazal tell us, Kol dayin shedon din emes la mitoy, nafsha shittif im HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'masa bereshis. The dayunim can only paskin correctly when there is a shittvus with the Rabbi Nishloim, as it's written, Elikim nitzav badas keil. As the Rabbi Nishloim is there together with the dayunim. Says the Bach, when a dayan takes a shoychad, what he is doing is he is separating himself from the Rabbi Nishleil. A shoychad is from Lushan Chad. It's oz shitfus. There's no longer a partnership with the Rabbi Nishleil. He becomes chad all by himself and he loses the siyata d'shmaya. Zuk the Yismach Moshe, soifet heves from loisikach shoychad is echod. If a person doesn't take shoychad, he's with the Rabbi Nishloilem. Tikach shoychad is sofer teves chad. If he took shoychad, chad, he becomes by himself. He is one, separated from the Rabbi Nishloilem. By the Eshek Nesiyah Gedoyle, which took place this week in Elul, 93 years ago, Tufresh Pei Gimel in Vienna. So the night before the Nesiyah Gedoyle opened, there was a meeting of Rabbunim in the house of Mazaida, the Chodkiv Rebbe, to discuss the program for the coming days for the Nesiyah Gedoyle. Thousands of people and Groser Gedoylim were going to be attending Nesiyah. So there was a meeting to discuss the program. In the middle of this meeting, one of the Rabbunim said, at that time it was very, very hot, the end of summer it was very hot, it was a heat wave, and one of the Rabbunim said, that he doesn't know what's going to be tomorrow. Thousands of people are going to cram themselves into this hall. In the olden times there was no air conditioning, there was not even fans. How are they going to be able to sit there for hours on end in the boiling heat without any air? It's going to be unbearable. They're not going to manage. And when the Rebbe heard their words, the Rebbe said, Enke Rabunim zenen shildik as a sizar zoi heis. You Rabunim are responsible. You are guilty that it's so hot. The Rabbunim all looked at the Rebbe and wondered, why are they somehow, why are they responsible for this? So the Rebbe said a very interesting tazach. The Rebbe said as follows, as we said, Kol dayin shedon din emes lamitoy, nasa shittif im kadosh baruch hu b'masa bereshis. When dayunim paskin correctly, there's a shitfus which joins them, a partnership with the Rabbi Nishloilem. The Gemara says in Masechtas Eiruvin, it's a famous English saying, too many cooks spoil the broth. It's Be'emes HaGemurim Masechtas Eiruvin Daf Gimel. Kidra de Beishitva, when partners cook something, lo chamima velo karira, it's not hot and it's not cold. Which the push-up shot in the Gemara is, what happens is that if one person turns up the flame, comes in the next one a minute later, sees, oh, it's too hot, turns it down. If he turns it down, the other one walks in and he turns it up. Says the Gemara, Kitra de Bei Shitfa, if you have a pot which is cooked by Shitfim, lo chamima velo karir, it's not hot and it's not cold. Said the Rebbe, when the Rabbunim were paskening correctly, Na'atha Shitfim kushbarchi b'masa bereshis. So they were Shitfim with the Rabbein Shloilim. And if they were Shitfim with the Rabbein Shloilim, it's Kitra de Bei Shitfa, lo chamima velo karir. It wasn't hot and it wasn't cold. If we see today that the weather has become unbearably hot, and today we know all the grocer experts seem to claim that we are having a phenomenon of global warming, if it's true or not, weiß nicht, but imtim soloima as is true. So the Hezbollah, it could be taka as follows, that if we see it's become os shitfus with the Rabbeinu Shloilem, so said the Rebbe, either the weather is too hot or it's too cold. So he said, here's a meeting of Rabbunim. If all the Rabbunim are going to be makabel on themselves from now on to be more careful to paskin correctly, so we will be machadish again the shitfus with the Rabbeinu Shloilem, then we can hope that the weather will be not hot and not cold, just right. And the next morning, when everybody got up, the weather had broken, and it was a nice, normal, cool day. And this maase is taka for ins, a wichtig yesod as we're coming up to Rosh Hashanah, because the avoid of Rosh Hashanah is hashiveini avini l'sorasecho, v'hachazireini malkeini b'shiva shalem fanecho. The avoid of tshiva, the root of the translation of the word tshiva, means Hashova, to return. A whole year, unfortunately, very often, we get lost. We go away from the Rabbeinu Shloilem. As it comes up to the Yomim Neruim, to Rosh Hashanah, we have to be Mekayim, to Hachazireini, to come back, to Shiva, to return to the Rabbeinu Shloilem, to be Mechadesh, Tzrik, the Shitfus with the Rabbeinu Shloilem. And this is Nishno in Paskening, but in everything, like we know Chazal tell us, Kolham is Goe, anybody who is very haughty, says Rabbeinu Shloilem, Ein ani v'hi yecholim lude ba'olam. There's no place for both of us. We can't be together. You have to separate. You're chad. You're no longer, says Rabbeinu Shloilem, with me. You're separated. So we have to, all the things which cause us to be distanced from the Rabbeinu Shloilem, the avoid of Elul, is to be misaken all these things, to be tzrik mechadish, the shitfus with the Rabbeinu Shloilem. Shteit vat in the Pasha of Soim Tusim Olecho Melech. A Melech, one had to appoint a Melech over Klal Yisroel. It says the Torah, that the Melech, Kusloi Mishnah Torah, has always had to write a Sefer Torah, there's a very beautiful story told over from the Eshtes Sadige Rebbe. He was the son of the Heilige Rishna, Schissim Yugen Eleini. The Alte Sadige Rebbe was in Russia, and the Russian authorities wanted to arrest him. Like we know, they weren't exactly very known for their Havas Yisroel. And they wanted to arrest the Alte Sadige Rebbe. So he had to quickly, from 1 minute to the next, he had to run away. And the Russian authorities sent guards to the border crossing, where they knew the Rebbe would have to cross over into Austria, to arrest him there and send him into prison. So the Hasidim sent a large bribe to the head of the border, the officer in charge of the border, to bribe him that they didn't see the Rebbe pass. This guy took the bribe, which was a very large sum of money, and when the Alte Sadige Rebbe arrived by the border, he was standing there. He wanted to see who's this famous rabbi for whom he'd received such a large bribe. He must be a very important person to have been given so much money. So this guy was standing there with his wife, watching as the Alte Sadige Rebbe crossed over the border. And the guy said to his wife, interesting thing, they say he's such a great and a holy rabbi. I don't see that he's carrying a Bible with him. Why is he not carrying a Bible? You'd expect as a holy rabbi like this would be carrying a Bible. So his wife said to him, don't you see? He's a walking Bible. He doesn't need to carry a Bible. He's a walking Bible. One of the Hasidim repeated this conversation over to the Alte Sadige Rebbe. Said the Alte Sadige Rebbe, this is v'shteit merimes in the Pasha. The Torah says the Melech had to write a Sefer Torah. V'hoisa imoi v'kuraboy kol yimei chayev. Or to gefregt, v'hoisa is lushin nekeva. The Torah, lushin nekeva, v'hoisa imoi. The oibazoi that Pusik should say, v'hoisa imoi v'kuraboy kol yimei chayev. Nish kuraboy. Why does the Torah say v'kuraboy? Or to gezuk da alti sadigei Rebbe. Elamai zeit sechos. As it's not enough just merely for Melech to write a Sefer Torah and hold the Sefer Torah with him. V'hoisa imoy, the Torah has to be with him until the Kura boy kol yimei chayev. Mention velen zugen Kura boy, they'll say about boy, about him. They'll say that he is a Leibedikah Sefer Torah. That's the avoider. The avoider is that we should become reunited with the Torah. Like Chazal tell us, a famous Mama Chazal, Oiraiso kitsha berichi v'yisrol chad. We are all one unit. It's not just I'm holding a Sefer Torah, I'm holding a Chemish. Rather, v'hoise imoy, the avoida is v'kura boy, as we should become labor dicker Sefer Torah. In the parsha of Melchoma, state there are three people who are put off from going out to war. Misha, look, ishkikach isha, somebody who got married, born a bias, nuta kurem, he planted a vineyard, he built a new house. He's allowed to go back home, pen yumis b'melchoma, perhaps he would be killed in war, v'ish'acha yikachena, v'ish'acha yichalalena, somebody else will build his house, finish off his vineyard. Zuk d'rashi v'duva shel agmas nefeshi. Susanna agmas nefesh. Ot gefregt, the ger Rebbe, the Imre Emes, egavaldige kasha. L'choyer, this rashi is shver tzif v'shtein. Everybody is going out to war, and we know unfortunately in war people do get killed. That's the Derech Olam, people are killed. So what can one do? There's a war, one has to go out to war. But if somebody is just building his house, or let's say he's planted his vineyard, also the Torah, oh, he's not allowed to go out to war. Why? Pen yomis b'mechoma, efshe chas shumi be killed, terrible thing. Says Rashi, v'dovah shel agmas nefeshi. Dusa zane gefelecha agmas nefesh. But zogen by this fellow's husband, oh, you know the Chazal tragedy. He planted his vineyard, and the grapes were almost ripe, and he was about to eat the grapes, and Nebuch, he was killed, and he wasn't able to drink the wine. Oh, he was about to move into his brand new house, and he didn't manage to move in. Dovah shel agmas nefeshi, gefelecha agmas nefesh. Gefreik the Ger Rebbe, Agmas Nefesh, more than anybody else gets. It was a nafgemina about the vineyard, about his house. Okay, getting married, we can hear. But Lechoyre, the tragedy that he was killed, not the vineyard, not the house. Ot gezugt the Ger Rebbe, gewaldige yisod. Ot gezugt, every Yid before his nifta, every Yid hopes that his last words, his last machshuva, before he departs this world is, he departs this world, b'shma Yisrael, Hashem Elokeini, Hashem Echad, Ezug Dvidi, Kabulas Ol Malchus Shemaim. That's how a Erlich Yid hopes to be zoicha to leave this world. Yod Torah l'sof da'atoy shel Udom. The Torah understood that when you have somebody who's about to get married, who's ending off building a new house, who's planted a vineyard, that this fellow, when he suddenly sees he's surrounded by the enemy, and they're going to shoot him dead in a half a minute, in a minute's time, whatever it should be, this person is going to give himself a krechs. Not just that he's being killed, he knows he's being killed, that the krechs are going to be, oy, chaga'abat azoy shver, on this new house, I'm not even going to end up seeing it, moving into it. I worked so hard to grow this vineyard. I didn't even manage to eat even one of the grapes from the vineyard. Zug the Imre Emes, Dovah shel Agmas Nefesh. This is a groisa Agmas Nefesh that a Yid should depart this world with this type of machshova in his mind. Said the Rabbeinu Shloilem, if that's the way a person is going to leave this world, Oy bazoy, ezol nisharozgen lemelchoma. Pen yomis bemelchoma, v'dovah shel agmas nefesh, that with such a machshova, a person should depart this world. So therefore, says the Torah, rather he shouldn't go out to war. And again, this is a moedika limit for us, as we are approaching Rosh Hashanah. With Rosh Hashanah is a man, as we all know, Chazal tell us, Sifrei Chayim, v'sifrei Meisim, Pesichem Lefunov. So as man was ma weiß nicht, was geht an Sifra Chaim with Sifrei Meisim. A person has to prepare himself to be in the right frame of mind, not to think about all the mundane, not important, unimportant matters, because Dovashel Agmas Nefesh, as one comes up to Rosh Hashanah, as one's thinking, all these mundane matters which are not loimala v'loimoyrid. The end of the Pasha, we have the Pasha of Egla Arifa, Kiyemutze Chulol Badoma. If one finds a dead person on the lying on the ground, Loinoidehim Ikui, one doesn't know who killed him. So the Bezdin have to go out and the Bezdin have to say Vidui. And they say, Yodaini Loshovchi Es Hadom Hazeh, Ve'einaini Loirui. We never murdered him. We didn't kill him. Asks the Gemara Masechta Soita, Bezdin have to make a vidui, they have to confess and say, we did not murder him. V'chi alibeini also, shebezdin shoivchei domim heim. Did you really think that there was a havamina, that after they did kill him, that they have to come out and publicly say, it wasn't us, we didn't kill him. V'chi alibeini also, shebezdin shoivchei domim heim. Says the Gemara, no, the pshat, what they're saying is, we never knew about him, we never saw him, and that's why we never accompanied him, and we never gave him any tzedil aderech, any mezoinus. As always look at the Gemara, that's really what they meant to say. Mefarshim asked, how does this translate into what they actually said? So the Maral says, because when a person is accompanied by others, there's a schis harabim, he's not by himself. We know the Mishnah says in Ovis, ha-mahalach b'derech yichidi ve'ein eloimed, has a mischaiv b'nafsho. Sakuna for a person to go by himself. So if a person is traveling on a journey by himself, there's a mitzvah to be malava him. When you're malava him, says the Maral, you show as if you are going with him, you're malava him, I can't go with you the whole way. So I've started off, so he's got this chis harabim. So if there would have been malava him, he would never have been killed. Azoizuk the Maral. The Alter fin Kelm, Reb Simcha Zissel, od gezukt a gewaldi gewot. The gezukt azoi, we know Rabbi Sul Salanta said that when a Yid in Vilna closes his Gemura, a Yid in Paris is Machal Shabbos. How does this work? What's the connection? So the Yisod is as follows, Shteita Pusik, Ki Yaakov Chevel Nachlusoi. All of Kelal Yisrael is likened to a rope. Yaakov Chevel Nachlusoi. The Tzadikim, they are on the top. The Rashuim, they are on the bottom. When the Tzadikim, when the Erlich Hayid in Vilna closes his Gemura and he goes down a level, what he is doing is, he is lowering that chevel. Yaakov chevel nachlusoi, he is lowering that level. So what happens is the people who are at the bottom of the rope, the Rishuim, the fellow in Paris, ends up falling one madrega lower, and later becomes a Mechal Shabbos. How did he become a Mechal Shabbos? Because the tzaddikim, the top, have lowered the level of Kedisha in the world, and therefore, what's ended up, the people at the bottom have gone one lower, and ended up becoming a Mechal Shabbos. How can it happen that one Yid should go and murder another Yid? A Yid should go and murder a Zweit Yid? How can this happen? You know how it happened? It must be that the Pagam started by the Bezdin. If the Bezdin have slipped up in some area, Bein Udom Lechaveiroi, they didn't do something, a kleinekite in the nunim of Bein Udom Lechaveiroi. So the Bezdin have lowered the level of nunim of Bein Udom Lechaveiroi. So therefore, they've lowered that rope. And the person at the bottom of that rope, the Rosha, has gone one step lower and he ends up becoming a Ritzayach. Tells us the Torah, Ki Yemutza Chulal Badoma, when one finds a murdered person, Loinoida Mihikui, one doesn't know who killed him. Lictus of the Bezdin Nechiev. Bezdin have to go out and say, Yodaini Loi Shofchi Hazdom. Not that we didn't actually physically murder him, but that we are not responsible in any way for his murder. Why should they be responsible? Yet if they let him go out and they knew he was there and they didn't weren't malava him, Motim Nishki gave him se essen, so they slipped up in a nunim of Bainudim Lachaveiroi, the end result is that the bottom guy went and murdered him. So it says that they have to say Avidi Loirini, we didn't know he was here, because if we would have known, we would have been malava him. And this again, Erev Rosh Hashanah, is for us also a vichtig yesod. Halavai, as I said at the beginning, we should be zoicha to make our own cheshben hanefesh properly for ourselves. But really, it's not just merely enough to make a cheshben hanefesh for ourselves, because we know our actions leave an impression on the people who see us, the people around us. If a person comes late to davening, for example, so what happens? He gives a green light. If Yankel come late, I can zicher come late. If Yankel speaks Lushna Hora, I can zicher speak Lushna Hora. If Yankel didn't give this shilach money, I zicher don't need to give him money. So our actions have a ripple effect on everybody else around us. But even more, as we're saying, even those who are not around us, the Yidden who we've never met on the other side of the world, if we lower our level of Kiddusha, it causes those at the bottom of the rung to go down even lower. So comes Yom Neruim, this is the Avodah. The Avodah is taka to make this Cheshbon HaNefesh. In this week's Pasha, we also have the mitzvah of Tumim Tiyah Im Hashem Elokecha. A great Avodah, Tumim Tiyah Im Hashem Elokecha. The Heilige Rishnot gesagt, at least be tumim when you are im Hashem lekecha. At least when im Hashem lekecha, when you're davening, when you're learning, when you're making the mitzvahs, chodsh then tumim tia. At least then to make sure that you do the mitzvahs b'shleimus. The Chiddush quotes B'Shem Rabbein Ephraim as Tumim Tiyah is B'Gematria Tishri. As comes Chodesh Tishri, that's his man that said, when Machadish Tzirik the Shitfus with Rabbi Nishloilem, Tumim Tiyah, at least yet in the Zmanim from the Yom Neruim, a person has to make sure to be Mekayim all the mitzvahs properly. Rav Dessler writes in Mechtav Meliui, a Moedika Pizman, Ha'ova Rak Zichroinois, Ha'usid Rak dimyoinois. Hahoive hi chayecho vihi kiloi nisyoinois. The over, the past, is rak dimyoinois. It's gone. Just memories. Ha'usid is rak dimyoinois. Yeah, imagine what's going to be. Dovishalobal oilam. Hahoive, the present, the now. Hahoive hi chayecho. This is your life. Vihi kiloi nisyoinois. And this attack of the avoider of Tumim Tiyem Hashem Lekecha says Rashi, V'loi sachkoi acha huasidois. You want to become Tumim Tiyem, don't think about tomorrow, about next week. Not just now. A person always says, I'm going to turn over a new leaf next week, next month, whatever it should be. Are you going to do it? Don't do it next week, next month. Tumim Tiyem, do it now. Loi sachkoi acha huasidois. Do so the avoider. The avoider is Tumim Tiyem Hashem Lekecha. So boi shem helfen takim zol zoi chazam. So machen der richtige Hachuna, a good Shabbos. Ani Akutin.